In this video, we will talk about church order in microchurch multiplication. A microchurch may begin very simply. A few people gather in a home, apartment, village, workplace, or neighborhood. They read scripture, they pray, they share a meal, they encourage one another, they invite others. The beginning may feel natural and relational, but simple does not mean disorderly. The New Testament shows both life and order. In Acts 2, believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, fellowship, breaking of bread, and prayers. That was spirit-filled community. In Acts 14, Paul and Barnabas appointed elders in the churches. That was structure. In 1 Corinthians 14:40, Paul says, "Let all things be done decently and in order." Church order protects the mission. It helps a microchurch know who leads, who teaches, who oversees, who handles concerns, who may administer baptism or communion according to the church's practice, and how future leaders are recognized. A common mistake is thinking, if the Holy Spirit is leading, we do not need structure. But in the Bible, Spirit-led ministry does not remove order. The Spirit forms a body. A body has members, roles, gifts, and coordination. Another mistake is treating a microchurch as a private project. A microchurch should not become one person's personal platform. It should be connected to a local church, mentor, elder, pastor, or registered soul center structure that provides accountability. Church order is especially important when microchurches multiply. If one gathering becomes two and two become four, clarity matters. Who trains the next leader? Who confirms readiness? Who handles doctrine? Who protects children? Who responds to conflict? Who keeps the ministry connected to the larger body of Christ? A healthy microchurch planter should ask, what is our purpose? Who oversees us? What are our boundaries? Who is being trained? What ministry functions require credentialing or ordination? How do we remain humble and accountable? Church order is not bureaucracy. At its best, church order is love made practical. It protects people, honors scripture, strengthens leaders, and helps the gospel spread with trust. Small gatherings can multiply beautifully when they are rooted in word, prayer, fellowship, mission, and wise accountability.